What's up, man? All right, guys. Today we are doing a live online dating experiment with a website called Love Habibi. Now, this website, Love Habibi, obviously has a Middle Eastern theme to it. So most women here are going to be pretty much from the Eastern world, whether it is Islam or Orthodox Christian, as you can see over here. It's pretty much a Middle Eastern based website. Obviously, the people here are not going to be like the people on Tinder, where they're just a bunch of dirty sharmutas who just want to go dick shopping, like Terrence Pop would say. So the women here are probably a little bit more serious than the woman you'd find on Tinder. Definitely not saying that these women don't have a Tinder profile, but I'm simply saying that this is far more legit than Tinder when it comes to dealing with women. Nevertheless, it doesn't dispute the fact that online dating is for Chad, no matter the race, ethnicity, religion, platform. Online dating only works for Chad. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, yo, Omar, how do you know this website is legit? Let me tell you something, guys. A lot of these websites are dating websites that you sign up for. What ends up happening is that they flood your email with a ton of messages saying, hey, so-and-so wants to talk to you, but you have to upgrade your membership so you can read her messages. Guys, women don't text you first, okay? They don't message you first. Now, if you're Chad, that's different, okay? Now, if you're Chad, if you're really Chad, you wouldn't be signing up for all these multiple websites. Guys, Chad doesn't pay for online dating. All Chad has to do is open up Tinder locally. That's it, okay? That's all Chad has to do to get laid, okay? Now, you guys need to understand, for a woman on Tinder, she just wants to go dick shopping, like Terrence Pop would say. So all a woman has to do on Tinder to get laid is around 1:45. She has to send a message to Chad saying, hey. Chad responds, sup. She writes back to him, can you come over? And within not even 1 minute or 3 text messages, Chad is going to show up in her door in T-minus 15 minutes to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, her pussy. I've been saying it before, guys. It's easier for a woman to order dick in 2021 than it is for you or me to order pizza online through Domino's or PapaJohns.com. So this website, Love Habibi, I actually paid for the updated membership because this is a legitimate website. They have less than 100,000 people signed up on it, so it's obviously it's a drop in the ocean compared to fucking Tinder. By the way, guys, I'm actually parked in the parking lot for I'm gonna go into the ocean, take a swim in the ocean. There's a motherfucking young dude, I'd probably say 20s. Looks like a Hispanic Chad, you know, and the motherfucker is wearing a fucking mask at the beach. And he's wearing the mask below his mouth, too. I don't get it, man. I mean, look, if you want to keep flies out of your mouth, I get it. But if you're wearing if you're a fucking 20-some-year-old Mexican Hispanic, you know, Chad or, you know, Miguel or wherever the hell these Hispanic people are called, and you're wearing a fucking mask because Fauci said so, something with you is really, really wrong, especially when you're at the beach. You're the only, you know, it's not a popular beach, man. It's a windy day. It's like fucking, I don't know, what time is it here? 1:30 in the afternoon. It's cloudy. Yeah, there's really nobody here. I mean, if you're walking around the fucking beach with a mask on because Fauci said so, you're fucking retarded. Anyways, going back to the point of this this video. So I paid the $18 for 1 month membership. Now, I know some of you guys are saying, Amar, only simps pay for online dating. Guys, this is experimental purposes, okay? I am paying the $18 just like I paid $30 for fucking Tinder last year when I was in fucking, what you may call it, Dominican Republic. I'm doing this for you guys, okay? So let's start looking at some facts. Now, one of the ways of paying the $18 is that you get to see who liked you, who viewed you, along with how many other people out there have viewed and liked other people. So let's start off by looking at my profile, okay? So this is my profile over here. Let's see. What city do you live in? As you guys know, I'm going to fucking Bosnia. So I'm going to Eastern Europe in general. So what I am doing is that I am pretty much looking for people in the general area I'm going to. Now, one of the really good things about this website, guys, is that you can actually see people from all over the world on the home page. You don't even have to, you know, most websites, they only show you local people, you know, people who are in the area that you have in either your GPS or in your profile. But this website, because it has such a small number of people, again, they have less than 100,000 people on the platform, they can actually show you all the people on the platform without you having to change your GPS or location settings. I mean, this is a really big plus for this website. So, food preference is kosher. I'm single. I know some of you guys are going to say, Amar, aren't you divorced? Guys, that marriage with that hoe in Egypt didn't count. What are your values? I'm moderate. I'm 190 centimeters, which is 6'2". It's really 6'3", but you know what? You know, I'm 6'3" at the beginning of the day and like 6'2" and a quarter or 6'2½ at the end of the day. And that's without shoes on, okay? I speak Arabic. Here's my description over here. You guys can freeze frame and take a look at it if you want. Self-employed. I do have a college diploma. I don't even know where it is or what's in it. I really could care less. Again, guys, I'm going out to Eastern Europe. So when I choose to look for people in my area by country, obviously I want to hook up in Sarajevo because that's ultimately where I'm going. Let's see. I was born on January 6, 1981. What's your background? You know, really, the only thing that, you know, I'm not Arab. As you guys know, I was born in Egypt, but ethnically speaking, I'm not Arab. I am Turkish, Greek, and Jew. There is no Jew here. Don't want to go with Turkish, because a lot of Turkish people out there tend to be hard-headed, stubborn, and simpish. I don't want to do mixed race, because if you do mixed race, they're going to say, oh, he's Indian. Have you guys noticed that this app doesn't have Indian on it? Look. No Indian. And that's because being Indian... Wow. This app is so... red pill. This app is so based, guys. They don't have an option for Indian, and that's because they know curry sales don't matter. Wow. Arab, Asian, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Persian, South Asian, Turkish, White, mixed race, other, right? They have Black, but they don't have Indian. Wow. Wow, these people know that there is nothing lower than an Indian. Damn. I wonder if Yogi Obes ever signs up for this app. What's he gonna choose? Asian? Gonna be interesting. Alright, so let's start looking at my profile. So this is my profile over here. Alright, Amr 40. Right, Israeli Muslim. I'm Israelite, not Israeli, but whatever, who cares, you know. I want to meet people between 18 and 30. You know, I don't want fucking post-wall woman with gray pubes. So that's my main photo from the gym. Then there's this one, you know, when I was out fishing a couple of days ago. And then I have this one. If you guys remember, I went skiing a couple of months ago up in Mammoth Mountain in California. So here are my photos again, guys. I think they look decent. You guys let me know if I can do better. Alright, so let's look at my activity, okay? These are the people who viewed me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, only 4 people have viewed me. Guys, you have to keep in mind that I've only been on this app for 12 fucking hours, okay? So for 12 hours, I've been on this app and only 4 people viewed me. Now, this here is a guy, okay? And the reason why he viewed me, it's because I changed my settings to look for men. No, unlike Yogi Hobbs, I don't swing for the other team. I just want to see my competition. You know what, guys? Let's look at my competition. Let's do that. Let's look at my competition. Alright, so I'm going to look for men. Again, unlike Yogi Hobbs, I don't swing for the other team. I just want to see what my competition is. Okay? Ooh, look at this guy over here. Ooh, he's hot. Damn. Alright. 29. Hot. Well, he looks better than most people, let's just say that. 5'8", that's really gonna kill him. But, you know, doctor of medicine. So, somebody who's Turkish, good-looking face, young, master's degree. Somebody like this guy over here, guys, even though he's 5'8", that's really not gonna kill him. You know, that's better than Yogi Hobbs being 5'4". Alright? So, this guy, his profile has been viewed 67 times. He's been liked. He's been liked 16 times. So that means over 20% of women liked this guy. Believe it or not, guys, this is a very, very high number for a man, okay? This is a very, very high number, okay? The fact that he has well over a 20% like ratio, okay? 67 people viewed his profile, 16 people liked his profile. That means over 20% of women who view his profile, they like him. This is very, very high number for a man, all right? So let's look at Cuckoo over here, okay? This guy is Maldivian. He's 54. Yeah. Is this his picture from like fucking 50 years ago or some shit? It's like there is no way this guy is this guy over here. There is no way that this guy is this guy. Maybe like fucking 50 years ago. Alright, so let's see. 54, obviously Indian guy, Maldivian. And let's see how he's 5'7", so he's an inch shorter than the Turkish Shad we saw a minute ago. All right, guys, are you ready to see how many people saw his profile and how many people liked him? Look, 936 people viewed his profile and only 31 people liked his profile. Alright, so if we do simple math, okay? 3% of people who viewed his profile liked him. Let me repeat that. 3% of the people who viewed this guy's profile, they liked him, okay? Compared to the Turkish Chad a minute ago, he had a well over a 20% like ratio compared to profile views. So let's look at this Cuckoo guy. First of all, he's fucking Indian. okay? Like Incel TV, being Indian is strike one and two. He's not an attractive person. He's 54 years old. Let's see, he's 5'7". So yeah, this guy already has strike 3, 4, 5 before you even go down his list. So obviously this guy doesn't stand a chance compared to our Turkish Shad a minute ago. Alright, so let's look at Al-Qaeda over here. And you know, I'm just being funny. This might be the nicest, kindest guy you would ever know. I don't know, so I don't think he's Al-Qaeda, but he's a 36, typical Middle Eastern Muslim dude. Again, he might be the nicest, kindest, greatest guy you'll ever meet. He's a 36, so that's not bad. He doesn't have a bad face. He might be on the chubby side. Again, your typical Muslim Arab who's well-fed. So let's look at him. 5'9", so he is taller than our Indian, than our Turkish Shad. He's married, so he's probably looking for his second wife, which is no problem with that. Alright, so his profile been viewed 64 times and he's been liked 7 times. So that means over 10% of people who viewed his profile actually liked him. That's good. That's good. He's getting 10%. All right? So let's look at this guy over here, okay? Let's look at Osama, Libyan guy. Okay, not bad looking. Looks a little bit on the Indian side. I mean, this is a really good photo of him. Then again, it makes him look like he's light skin. But yeah, 37 years old, you all can see that. You guys can see the pictures, you know, this is a really good picture. This is a decent picture. This picture over here doesn't look that well, you know, big nose. You know, the forehead seems a little bit on the big side. Weak jaw, we can tell, alright. So, he's 37. He's 6'1". 6'1" for a Middle Eastern dude, especially a Libyan guy. That's something, guys. Being a 6'1" for an Arab. Look, he has the ethnicity white. Profession, probably restaurant. Alright, so let's see. Oh shit, 0 likes. His profile been viewed 22 times. So this guy's profile has been viewed 22 times and he had 0 likes, okay? Now, if we go by what we saw from fucking Shad Light, Al-Qaeda, and the Indian dude, this guy should have probably had 1 like. If this guy had 1 like, okay, this is simple math, use your brain. If this guy had 1 like, that would mean 5% of the people who viewed his profile liked him. So unfortunately, looks like this guy, Osama over here, looks like his SMV, even though he's 6'1", even though he's 37, this guy's SMV might be equal to the curry cell we saw named Kuku a while back. Alright, so let's look at other people. Alright, let's look at Shahid Farooq. Why is he doesn't look happy, guys. He doesn't look happy at all. Oh god, this is, yeah. How tall is he? 5'10". Not bad for an Indian dude or a Pakistani dude. He's working in fucking Saudi Arabia. He's probably making good money if he's an engineer. He's married, so he's looking for his second wife. Again, guys, like we all know in the red pill community, being married doesn't deter other women. In fact, they find that to be a turn on, especially if you're hot. All right, So, this guy's profile has been viewed 152 times. He's been liked 10 times. So that means just a little under 10, you know, well under 10% of the people who saw his profile liked him, okay? So you guys are seeing here that most people, probably, most guys probably are going to have 10% of women liking their profile. So let's look at one more guy before we leave, okay? Let's look at this guy over here. He's balding, 31, typical Arab dude. He's your typical Middle Eastern looking dude, you know. Let's see, how tall is he? 5'10", which for a Middle Eastern dude is decent, definitely acceptable. His profile been viewed 53 times. He's been liked 4 times. So again, the ratio of women liking him is less than 10%. Let's look at this guy over here, Mr. Bodybuilder. Oh, look at me, I got big dick. Okay, not a bad looking dude. Yeah, he's not bad. Not bad at all. Damn, dude, you're writing too much, man. You know what? Maybe women like it when a guy writes a lot of stuff, and especially if he tells them, read carefully, ho. Alright, so he's 5'11". Not bad. PhD. Ooh, I would say this guy is a top-tier normie by Arab standards. So, let's see how many women like him. I think a lot of women, I think this guy's ratio is going to be at least 15%. I'm going to say 15% of women who liked his profile of, I'm going to say 15% of women who viewed his profile liked him. Let's find out. Wow! I was right. Out of 500 people who saw his profile, he was liked by 82. So, 10, yeah, just like I said, guys, 15% of people liked his profile. So, this guy over here, right, this top-tier Arab dude, he got around 15% of women liking his profile. The Turkish Shad, even though he was shorter than this dude, he got over 20%. So we are seeing a pattern. The pattern here we are seeing is that Shads, they get 15%, they get 20% or more of women liking them. The top tier normies, you know, like this guy over here, especially if they like Gym Max, decent face, good education. Obviously, this guy has over 15%. The guys who are sub 5 or average looking, they get under 10%. So I want to take a look at another guy and let's take a look at this guy over here. Let's take a look at this guy. He only has one picture, and that's really all we need from him. I'm going to say less than 10% of women liked him. You know, some women might like him because he's a scholar of Islam and shit like that. He's 5'10", which is definitely acceptable height by Indian people standard. So let's see how many people. Yeah. 33 women viewed him. 4 women liked him. So that's about 10%, guys. So again, the average looking person here has a like ratio of 10%. So average looking people get 10% like. Top tier normies get 15%. Chads get over 20%. And then guys who are like sub 5 get well under 10%. So, I'm just having fun here. Let's take a look at another guy. Let's take a look at this guy, white-looking dude. He only has one picture that really doesn't do much to go off of. So, I'm just going to look at his height. He really doesn't have anything. This guy just started. He doesn't count. This guy just started his profile. How about this guy over here? Oh, wow. He's been viewed 43 times, and his profile has been liked 6 times. So that means over 10% of women liked this guy's profile. As you guys can see, the vast majority of men here are not good looking. Let's see, let's look at this guy, blah, blah, blah. Six feet, electrician. He only has one picture to go off of, but he's not a bad looking dude from what I see. Let's see, he's 6 feet, so that's a big plus for a Middle Eastern dude. His profile has been viewed 81 times. He's been liked 20 times. So that's what? 10%, 20%. So this guy had over 20% like ratio. So over 20% of women who liked his profile, who viewed his profile, liked him. So that's good. So as we can tell from this website, guys, if you have a decent looking, if you have an above average face like this guy or the Turkish Chad, you will do fine. You will do fine, okay? Let's take a look at this guy over here. Ugly face. He's fat. He's 19. He's 5'10". Again, acceptable. He lives with his flatmates. This is a low value. I mean, physically, he's low value. He's low SMV physically. When it comes to like finance and lifestyle, obviously he's low value. He's fucking 19, so. Wow. And he also has a 10% like ratio. I'm just going to scroll through these guys just to give you an idea of what my competition is. Again, guys, a lot of... Ooh, Bangladeshi, Yogi Obs people. How tall is he? 5'5". Wow. I think 5'4", 5'5" is probably what Bangladeshis... is probably the official height of Bangladeshi men. Because as we all know, Yogi Obs is 5'4". So, let's see how many women liked him. So, he has less than a 10% like ratio. So, Yogi Obs' older cousin has a 10%, you know, a little bit under 10% like ratio. So, if this guy is 5'5", Yogi Obs is 5'4", Yogi Obs is younger looking. Yogi Obs has more of a Western face than this guy. You know what, guys? I would say that if Yogi Obs gets on this app, he'll probably have between 10 to 15% like ratio. So, again, guys, I'm just going down here. I just want to look at the competition. Let's look at this guy. Ooh, Eric. French, Irish, okay. This is the first non-Muslim, non-Middle Eastern guy, if you want to say that, on the app. Not bad looking at all. Typical white dude, you know, maybe Chad light. You know, he's 44, so his Chad days are over. Let's see. He's 6'2". Bachelor's degree, railroad. So he's making money. This is a good looking, high value man, 6'2". That's perfect. Divorced, we don't care about that. Women really don't care about that. Ooh, look at that. 80 women viewed his profile. and his profile was liked 17 times. 10 and 10. So over 20%. Over 20% of women liked this guy's profile, okay? So this guy over here, even though he's 44 years old, the fact that he's a white dude, he's over 6 feet, good looking face, this helped him put him up to Chad status. And again, guys, on this app, you guys saw it yourself, okay? The people on this app are not fucking, you know, 23, 24, 6'4" model Chad, okay? I'm grading the guys here on a fucking curve, okay? I know a lot of you guys are gonna say, hey, Amr, that guy in the beginning, Turkish Chad, he really wasn't all that hot. I'm grading on a curve. You guys have to understand, this is how you know an app like this is real, when people, for the most part, you know, nobody here is a fucking 8, 9, or 10, okay? Everybody here is like a 7 or below. So, my competition, guys, I got... Ooh, look at this guy. Ooh, not bad. Looks a little bit old for 37 years old. No, that's not bad. Oh, that's a bad picture right there. The nose? Let's see how tall is he. Oh, shit! Alright, let's read this guy's profile, okay? Let's read his profile out loud. I got married from this website around 3 years ago, but my late wife passed away due to cancer at the beginning of 2020. She was already having cancer when we met here, and I made that marriage only to be helpful that time. Now I see that it was a wrong idea, but still I learned much from that. I wrote this part to let you know that my case of being a widower is a bit different than others. Here, there isn't any widower option, so I picked a single as my marital status. I'm also using other matrimonial websites. Blah, 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 blah. All right, so not a bad guy. I mean, his heart, well, he had the right intention. But what is very, very, telling is this over here. When he said, I see it was a wrong idea to marry a woman in need. Guys, what do we tell you in the manosphere? Don't be Captain Save-A-Ho, okay? Don't take pity on a woman and say, oh man, let me marry her, let me take care of her, nobody else is gonna do it, let me man up. This guy, he probably doesn't know what MGTOW is. He has no idea what Red Pill is. He is telling you in no uncertain terms. You read it by yourself. He's telling you, now I see that it was a wrong idea to be helpful to a person, to a woman who was in a desperate situation. So again, not a bad looking dude, has a good heart. 37, younger than me, 6'2", real estate investment, he has a bachelor's degree. I'm gonna say that maybe 20% of women like this dude. Ooh, ouch. So his profile was viewed 295 times. He was liked 37 times. So that means 10% of the woman. That means over 10% of women who saw his profile liked him. Now, as you guys saw, most guys here have had their profile seen under 100. You know, guys, I mean, this guy said he got his wife from here 3 years ago. So you go, and this, and the Indian guy Cuckoo we saw before, you know, he had like almost 1,000 views. So it's obvious that on this platform, you don't get that many views. So somebody like me, who's only been here for 12 hours, I'd be lucky if I get 3 views since I only been here for 12 hours. Again, this guy has been here for over 3 years and he only had not even 300 views in over 3 years. So if I get 1 or 2 views a day, Amer Metwali, I'm actually doing good. And you guys saw for yourself, the vast majority of people out there are not getting that many views to begin with, because again, this is not a big platform. It's kind of a niche platform, because most of these people, as you guys can say, are, you know, they're more of the religious side. Okay, let's take a look at this guy, Hisham. Egyptian guy, not that good looking, probably fun, charismatic. Looks department, no, not that good looking at all. Alright, how he didn't fill out anything. Nobody saw his profile. Yeah, nobody's taking this dude seriously. Yeah. Guys, you have to fill out your profile and put some info in it. You know, that way the woman can say, oh, he's not looking all that good, but, you know, let's see what he's about. I think that's all I needed from looking at the guys. Let me go look over at the woman. All right. I know a lot of you guys are saying, damn it, Amer, switch over to woman. Let's see all the senoritas out there. I just wanted to show you guys my competition, and I just wanted to show you, some base statistics. That way we know what we go off of. Alright, so as we saw from the men's section, the vast majority of men here are sub 5, with a few of them being 7, maybe close to 8, if you want to call it that. And again, this is going I'm grading on a curve. Nobody here was fucking, oh my god, that's fucking Chad, that's Tyrone, that's a model. Nobody here was like that, okay? None of the men here were like that. Alright, so let's start looking on the woman. Alright, first of all, guys, I don't do black woman. So when you see Somali, Tanzania, I don't even bother looking at them. This is a Kurdish woman. You know, guys, if a woman doesn't have that many pictures, don't take her seriously. Especially if... Nah. Look, her profile has been... her profile has been viewed about 200 times, and she had 65 likes. So 65 guys out of 200 liked her. So simple math tells us that this woman has 30% like ratio. Yeah, she's young, but from this picture alone, she's not all that good looking. She has one picture. This is a low quality picture. So, but yeah, she has a 30% like. Let's look at this woman over here. Ukrainian, 32, not bad. Not bad at all. Heck, I might like... You know what? Yeah, that's how you do it, guys. Hi. If she's interested, she's gonna message back. Alright, so 32. Decent height. Looks hot. Blue eyes. Blonde. Not blonde. Alright. Let's see. Let's see her like ratio. Remember, guys, the gal before her, she was 22. One picture, low quality picture, and she had over 30% like. And she had 200 views. All right. This girl had about 1,000 views, 992 views. And she has 402 likes. She has a 40% like. Now, this girl has 40% of guys like this girl. Her like ratio is twice as high as the top tier normie and the Turkish Shad Light we saw for men. So, again, guys, I don't do black woman. Let's look at this girl. Again, One picture, she's Moroccan, 32. I mean, this is a good quality picture. She can be fat, we don't know. 5'6", gym trainer. So, okay, so she's in a decent shape. Only one picture, but from what I see in that one picture, she looks good. All right, so her profile has been viewed close to 2,000 times, and she had 600 likes. So that means 10. That means she has close to a 30% like ratio, okay? So 30% of men who saw her profile, they liked her. What the hell is this? Somali, again, I don't do black woman. You know what? I'm going to do this black woman because she looks kind of Asian. 31. 5'2". Eh. Does she have any other pictures? No, she doesn't. So her profile has been viewed 660 times. And she's been liked 219 times. So again, she has a 30% like ratio, even though she's black, she's old, you know, she's over 30, and yeah, she has a 30% like ratio. Let's take a look at this girl over here, 24. Well, you know, all these girls have like a one picture. It's like, at least put up a couple body pics. Not much data to go off of. 1,300 views. She had 427 likes. So that's close to 30%. Guys, women on average, even, you know, as you guys can see, you know, the woman that I've clicked on, you know, they're probably like a 6 or 7. You know, the exception of that hot Ukrainian girl, the woman that I've clicked on, they're like, you know, 6s, okay? So women who are a 6, they're getting 30% like ratio. That's hell of a lot higher than the Turkish Shad and the Jim Bro. All right, let's see. We already, yeah, this is a woman that had like a 40% like. Okay, let's take a look at a old woman. Okay, Swedish. As you guys can see, she's old. Yeah, she's blue eye, probably blonde, white, but still, she's old. I don't care about what she writes. Let's see. Her profile has been viewed 168 times, and her profile been liked 25 times, okay? So that means she has a like ratio of over 10%, okay? So this woman, even though she's fucking 59 years old, her like ratio is actually more than sub-5 Arabs. Sub-5 men. Alright, so we have this girl over here, guys. Stay away from Moroccan women. Moroccan women, guys, they tend to be very promiscuous and loose with their coochie, if you know what I mean. This girl here, I would stay away from this girl. I wouldn't even talk to her. But let's look at her like her ratio, okay? So she's been viewed 945 times. She's been liked 263. So that means her like ratio is close to 30%. The reason why this girl probably doesn't have a high like ratio like the Ukrainian woman, it's probably due to the fact that when guys look at her, they're like, this girl could be, you know, a prostitute. She could, guys, I would actually holler at this girl, but in this picture, she screams prostitute. Yeah, this is a girl. This is a Ukrainian girl that, again, guys, look, 1,000 views, and she has, this girl has over 40% like, okay? Let's go looking for some other woman. Who's this girl over here? Okay, so we have a Dutch woman, 51. Yeah, that's not, yeah, she's fugly. Holy shit. What the fuck? I am not having a home, not any home base in the world. Jobless, homeless, anti-vaxxer. This bitch has mental... This woman has mental issue, guys. Look at what she's writing. Look... Oh. Jobless, homeless. Yeah, she's definitely mentally ill. Divorced, I can see why. Damn. So her profile been viewed 1,300 times. She has close to 300 likes. So she, that's over 20, that's well over 25%. So her like ratio, so even though this woman is obviously post-wall, old, mentally ill, her like ratio is higher than the guys we saw who were Chads, who were actually younger than this woman, who actually had good careers and hell of a lot better looking. So this just goes to show you, when a woman like this, who's clearly, clearly mentally ill and unstable and divorced, she, her like ratio, this just goes to show you how guys out there really are simping. Because there is no way she can have a like ratio higher than Chad Light, the top tier gym bro, and the good looking white guy who's a train engineer we saw. This just goes to show you how simpish guys are out there. Alright, I'm gonna see you. Okay. This is a Mexican girl. Oh god, she's fugly. Ugh. 19. Ugh. Ugh. So, let's see. Profile, she's been viewed 400 times. That's what? 10%. 30%, guys. 30% of guys view this woman as hot. They like her. I actually like this girl. I like this girl over here. Kinda cute, but a little bit too young for me. You know what, guys? I triple dare Yogi Obes to see if he can get this girl. Yogi, I know you watch my shit. Yogi, I'll give you $100 right now, Yogi, if you are able to get this girl to message you. $100 if this girl was to even like you. So 18, Nepalese, she's 5 feet. Guys, I bet you put that girl on top and you'll be in heaven. Alright, so, let's look at her profile. So, 26, almost 2,700 guys liked her. 2,700 guys viewed her. 800 likes. So, she's close to 30%. So, you know, close to 30% of guys like this woman. Okay, let's look at the black woman again, guys. I don't do black woman. I just want to, because as we all know, black women are the lowest quality woman in the world. So let's see who's interested in this sister. Blah, blah, blah. I, when it comes to black woman, I don't even care what your bio is. I'm just going to look at your picture and go directly down to how many people like you. So 623 views. 160 guys liked her, so 10 and 10. So this girl has a like ratio of over 20%. Guys, so from what I've seen here so far, if a woman is like hot and desirable, she gets like 40% like. If she is like not desirable at all, at least to me, she still will get 20% like. And the vast majority of women who are in the middle, they will get 30% like. So from what we can, let's take a look at this girl. Probably overweight. Not a good picture. Her ethnicity is black. Doesn't look like it. She has bad photos. She has a poor bio. She's been viewed 315 times and her profile has been liked 80 times. So that means, let's see, she has a 25% like ratio. So this girl over here, look, it says fatty on it. This bitch knows she's fat. So this bitch is telling you right off the bat, she's fat. She's undesirable, yet she has a 25% like ratio. So this just goes to show you guys, even the lowest quality woman have a higher like ratio than the most top quality men, okay? All right, let's look at Miss Asian. Ugh. Yeah, guys, I'd be careful sticking my dick in her mouth, man. You don't know, she might bite it off. I know Yogi Oba's mom does. All right, 31 years old. Your typical Filipina. Let's see. Her profile has been liked. She's been viewed 700 times. She has been liked 156 times. So 20%, you know, she has over a 20% like rate. As you guys can see, the vast majority of women on this app are not, none of these women are dime pieces. None of these women are even eights. Let's look at this woman over here. Cute blonde, you know, a little bit on the old side. Again, she's not a dime piece. Yeah, she's blue eye, blonde, white. I mean, if you guys, you know, some of you curry sales out there want to cheat your genetics, like Saint Hamoudi would say, this definitely would be the girl for you. So, poor bio. So, her profile has been viewed 1,100 times. She has close to 400 likes. So that means her profile, that means her like ratio is about 35%. So from what I have seen here, guys, women who are white, blue eyes, they tend to have a like ratio of over 35%. So it's obvious that white girls even get the priority on an app for pretty much Middle Eastern and Indian dudes. Alright, so Saudi Arabian woman, not bad looking. I'd actually holler at her, but guys, Arab woman play games. She's probably here looking for fucking attention and validation, guys. I wouldn't even bother. So her profile has been viewed 871 times. She has 339 likes. So that's what, guys. She's close to 40%. So this girl over here, this Arab girl over here, who by Arab standards, she's hot, okay, guys? Her profile is close to that of white woman, okay? So her like ratio is definitely over 35%. So that puts her, she's only 4'11", damn, 4'11", ouch. But again, this just goes to show you guys, guys are really thirsty out there. Let's just go down to the likes ratio. 63 times. That's what, 20%? Close to 20%. Yeah, this girl just started on the app, so she has close to 20% like. It's probably gonna cross 20% soon. Ooh, this girl is kinda cute. Again, one picture. You know, guys, if a girl puts one picture, especially if she has, like, not much information in her bio, that means she's here looking for attention. So, 369 views, 102 likes. That means this girl probably has a 25% like ratio, even though she has only one picture, no bio. Guys, a lot of these women, like this woman over here, they love coming to apps. These women have absolutely no intention of settling down. They just love coming here and gouging their marketplace value. So when this girl, who has one pick, no bio, and she sees, you know, 370 guys looking at her and 102 liking her, in her brain, she's a dime piece, okay? So these girls, they come on to these dating apps, and they simply, first of all, these girls have zero intention of getting with guys off of dating apps, okay? Dating apps, again, look, this girl has 102 likes, okay? If this girl was to talk, not go out, but just to talk to every guy who liked her, it will take her over a year to go through them, okay? And we just saw the Ukrainian girl with 400 likes. You know, if that Ukrainian girl was to just talk to every guy, not go out with on a date, not video chat, okay, just message back, hi, how you doing, how's your day, it would probably take her a good couple of years to go through the guys on her roster. So like Sandman said, this is known as analysis paralysis, where you get a girl, she has all these likes, and she's gonna be like, you know, she's gonna be paralyzed. She's gonna be like, I can't possibly go through all these guys. Well, what happens if I settle for guy number 100 and look, okay? Let's say this girl goes through all the guys and she decides out of 102, guy number 79 is best for her. But you know what? Guy number 103 who just showed up, he's a multi-billionaire, but too late, this girl is already taken by guy number 79. That's how these girls think. You know, to a girl, it's like, okay, I got all these goddamn likes, and if I settle for this guy, what happens if the bigger, better deal is literally the next like away? So this is why, guys, this is why online dating is for Chad only, because again, a lot of these girls, they, you know, you guys have to understand, Chad to woman is like dessert, okay? You don't have dessert every fucking day. You have it once a blue moon, okay? So Chad to, you know, when these women are ovulating, they want dick in their pussy, they hop on Tinder, and again, like I said in the beginning of the video, it's easier for a woman to get dick in her pussy than it is for you and me to order pizza, okay? So this girl, in less than 3 text messages, she can have Chad on top of her in less than 15 minutes. So if these girls want to get their fix of Chad cock, they'll just hop on Tinder. But when it comes to dating apps like these, nah. The vast majority of women on these apps, nah. Nah, they're not here to date anybody. They're simply here to gouge their market, their sexual marketplace value. That way, when other guys out there in the real world will be like, I'm going to have you drive in a Toyota Corolla and live in a studio apartment. She's going to be like, hey, look at all these guys who like me. Oh, look, there's a guy in Canada. He has a PhD. He is a railroad engineer. He likes me. He probably will have me driving around in a Benz and a fucking living in a luxury condo. Yet here you are telling me you're going to have me drive around in a Toyota Corolla. So these women are over here, guys. They're on these apps simply so they can gouge their sexual marketplace value. And that way when other guys are like, you know, oh, you're only worth a Toyota Corolla, these hoes can be like, hey, look at